Welcome to the Emery K Experience, where you can relax, light a candle, pour a glass, and get real. A safe zone for conversation, opinions, and sometimes healing. Can we keep it transparent? Okay, let's go.
Hey guys, so you're here at my channel. Follow me on Instagram, emery.kurt, emery.kurt, and from there you can get to the rest. It's interesting because I was trying to figure out what the episode was going to be, the first episode, and a good girlfriend of mine, she's an advocate, she's somebody I wanted to pull on the show real quick and be like, girl, this is going to be great, it's going to be great exposure for me, and we have great content that we talk about because we're friends and we talk about great things. I ended up having a conversation with her and one of her good friends, and it just proved to me that I really have to dive into who I am and what my mission is. So, me, I'm a gay black male here in Atlanta, you know, what they call is a gay black Mecca, the worst place to date, the worst place to, you know, boss up or whatever, and I kind of want to tell everybody they're wrong. Like, it's no matter where you are, like, you don't have to fall into these categories of, oh, you're not going to be successful because you're gay, or you're a femme, or you're a masculine, because to be honest with you, I kind of sit in the middle of it all. I want to talk about things like dating, what the dating experience is like, about sex and how sex is ruling our community, how image is ruling our community. You know, I really want to see a different change. Like, we see things like, oh, if he's gay, he's messy, he's loud, he's rah-rah. When we see successful couples, we see black and white gay couples. We don't see black men. We don't see two black femme guys who are successful couples. Why is that? And those are the changes that I want to see differently. And I want to be able to talk about different things as far as HIV and HIV prevention. I want to talk about things as far as how we can be lawyers, doctors, we can be activists, we can be CEOs. Those are the things that we can obtain. But the thing about it is, because we've been limited into this box, now we have to break that chain. So, you know, just kind of follow the ride. Let me know how you feel, and we'll get into the discussions. So, I was sitting there, and I was having a conversation with my girlfriend and one of her friends, and he kept asking me questions about love. And I told him, love is really tough for me right now because I just recently got out of a breakup. Now, did I love that person? Yes. Was I in love with that person? Yes. Where does that put me now? It puts me in a place where love can be real, but it takes a lot for you to prove love to me at this point. And it's not even the fact that people can't love people. It's the fact that we've gotten to a place where we've skewed the mindset of what love is. The person that I was dating, I truly believe they think that they love me. But because of the fact that their mind was skewed on what love was, then the love wasn't the right type of love, if that makes sense. Doesn't make them a bad person. Doesn't make them a fucked up person. Now, they did some fucked up things in the communication aspect of things, but it didn't make them a fucked up person, because at the end of the day, how can you blame somebody who don't understand love the way love's supposed to be? Hell, I'm still trying to discover love for myself. You know, I was talking to the guy, and he was saying, you know, loving yourself is what attracts what true love is. And I was like, you know, that I think that's a great answer, and I think that's a very cookie cutter answer, but at the end of the day, when you think about love, love only works when you're loving yourself, because it's only you in the equation. But when you have somebody else in the equation, you can't justify love. You can't say this is love, or you can't say that that's what you're going to get, because it's not up to you, it's up to you and that person. Unfortunately, because as gay black men, it makes it a little tougher to know how to love, because guess what? A lot of times we don't get the 100% love that we should get. I'm now, what, 7 years, 8 years into being open, and my parents are just now understanding what it means to fully love me as a gay man. Because guess what? Instead of being defined as a gay man, I'm being defined as their child. And who I love is just that, who I love. What goes on in my bedroom is just that, what goes on in my bedroom. It doesn't change who I am as a person. And I think that's the thing with gay men that people fail to realize. We may be gay, but that doesn't change who we are. But also as gay men, we have to realize that we don't have to be a certain way because we're gay. So those are the chains that really need to break for me personally in order to see change in our community. Because honestly, when you think gay, you automatically assume, oh, he's wearing the tights, he got his nails done, he got his makeup on, he's painted, he's a femme queen, he like balls, he's an escort, all these negative connotations when really it could just be like, oh, that's just what happens in his bedroom. So if we get to a place where we can say, that's just what happens in his bedroom, then we can get to a better place. We can get to a more accepting place in life. But also as gay men, we have to challenge each other to say, you know what? That is what happens in our bedroom. I can like football and I can also like the ballet, but I don't have to feel challenged by my masculinity because I like the ballet because I'm already gay. So, you know, we'll go more into depth. I'm giving you a more broad vision of where I want to go with this podcast. So definitely tune in. Hit me up. DM me. Tell me how you feel. Talk. You know, I'm all ears. I'm really excited to be a part of this movement. So, you know, continue to listen to the Emery K Experience, guys. And I'm out. Alright guys, so this is the end. I just wanted to reach out to people and give people an opportunity to reach out for any kind of exposure. Whether you're a local artist, you're a local painter, you're a local singer, you have a small business, you're trying to launch a business. Email me at emerylumsden@gmail.com, emerylumsden@gmail.com. And I would love to bring you on and give you the platform to just expose yourself, because at the end we want everybody to be great. Thank you for tuning in.